Welcome back to Occult Symbolism and Pop Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weisop. Today, we're going to talk about Miley Cyrus. Is she Illuminate confirmed? You damn right she is. We're going to talk about a theory about how she joined a magical, mystical, occult cult. A lot of people confuse those terms. If I tell them I study the occult, they think I'm talking about, you know, sex cults or whatever. Sometimes the two overlap, but it's a totally different term, right? Occult means hidden. You can have occult, and then you can have occult. A space cult. She's in the two of those combined, an occult cult. And we're going to talk about how she disappeared with these two buddies. They joined up into an occultish mystery school. Some social media posts she made, Keys of Solomon. We're actually going to go pretty deep into the realm of the esoteric today. It's going to be a good one. If you want to know about sex magic, the Goetia and Solomon, mixed in with some vapid Hannah Montana talk, this is the show for you. Lots of Twin Peaks parallels also. And I don't know where to start with this, right? I think we should start with explaining who Miley Cyrus is. I am not a huge fan, as you could guess. She's a very famous pop singer and actress as well. She was very much born into it, though, okay? You know me. I'm sticking to my new self-appointed title, the king of all conspiracy haters. Hate, 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 hate. I'm the biggest hater of them all. I just think I'm a hater. I don't know how many things I like. I hate things more than I like. And I actually don't hate Miley Cyrus. I'm just not a big fan. but you know, I got to drag these people down, cuz I don't think they're anything special. I think they were born into this. I think she should thank her father for her fame, Billy Ray Cyrus, who went through a humiliation ritual over the Achy Breaky song and his mullet, his Kentucky Waterfalls mullet. Why did they start making fun of that guy? I was a teenager, I think, when the Achy Breaky Heart song was popular. And I don't, for the life of me, know why it became this sort of joke. I mean, it doesn't sound any different than any other silly ass country song to me. But anyway, she was born into this, okay? She was born into it. I feel like Billy Ray knocked down all the walls and created a path for her, like any good, what do you call them, bulldozer parents? Knocking down all the barriers for their kids. So I'm not impressed, okay? She's got 5 or 6 siblings and half of them are famous. Come on. You don't think that's the parents? Give me a break. Her sister, Brandy, is an actress. Her brother, Neil, changed his name to Trace because Neil's not a cool name, I guess. And look, if you're a Neil out there, don't blame me. I'm not saying it. This guy did. He wanted to be a rock star, so he changed his name to Trace. And he is in the band Metro Station. They had a big hit. What was it called? Shake It. It was called Shake It. A very big emo pop hit. And I don't know if it's emo. They have an emo look. But he's... And like I said, I don't like Metro Station either. Huh. I hate them too. I don't hate that. Actually, that song is very catchy. I actually like that song. But he was in Metro Station, and the lead singer of Metro Station is the older brother of Mitchell Musso, who starred in Hannah Montana with Miley Cyrus. They're all connected, see? Thought I'd prove that. And she also has another sister, Noah, who is an actress and singer. So, I mean, come on. Or you'd say, oh, it's just a talented family. Maybe. Or maybe they're a musical family and they teach them music when they're young. I don't know. The other siblings, I don't know what they do. They must be a bunch of losers. They don't even have wikis to look up. So I don't know what they do. And also her godmother's Dolly Parton. I mean, come on. You saw her recently wearing that Dallas Cowgirls outfit. Looking good. Looking good. All right. But anyways, none of these things are a coincidence. In Hollywood, you got to know somebody or you got to sell your soul. Best to do both, from what I can tell. But Miley, she started out with Disney, not off to a good start, with her show Hannah Montana back in 2006. She pivoted from that to music, very successful music career, banging out just a slew of number ones. Bam, bam. Party in the USA. A staple July 4th song now. You know, if I had a musical talent in my body, I don't know why, and someone please do this. If you're good at music, please employ this strategy, okay? If I could do music, I would do albums. All I would do is albums dedicated to holidays. Every year, I would just make, you know, what is there, like 12 holidays a year or something? Make 12 track albums with a holiday song for each song, okay? And you do that for 10 years in a row. You have 10 albums. It just takes one of those songs to hit, right? There's no great Labor Day anthem song yet that every year you're going to listen to. Look at Mariah Carey. She's cashing in the Christmas song. That's why they do all these Christmas songs, because they know it's like, bam, money every year, Christmas. Cash that check, Mariah. That's what I would do. I want someone to do it. And when you get paid, be sure to hook your boy up for letting you know about that great idea. Well, she had the Wrecking Ball song, right? Actually, looking back on it, I actually like a lot of her music. She has a lot of great songs. I thought, well, maybe I don't hate Miley Cyrus. I did when she was first popping, because I was like, who's this? Hannah Montana. I'm not listening to this crap. She's out there twerking on Robin Thicke. I thought, this is silly. Like that Malibu song she had. Oh, beautiful song. The remix is the best. I don't know if she gets credit for the remix part. The remix is better than the original, but either way, great song. But anyway, she was a hot topic back in the early 2010s because she broke from her Disney, of course, childish character, and she broke free sexually, pushing a lot of sexual imagery, dancing on big inflatable penises, plural. I also looked up her beliefs. She was raised as a Christian, got a little blend of interest in Hinduism and Tibetan Buddhism. I imagine there's a nice mixture of things going on there. Can't hate her for that, right? I'm a Christian, but I also enjoy a lot of Buddhist philosophies, I should say. The Hindu stuff, you start getting into pagan stuff. You start worshiping multiple gods. Not my jam. But now let's talk about why we're talking about her. The theory, if you will. My theory is that she is in a magical sex cult. Because she dropped an album back in March of 23 and immediately disappeared with these two friends, Lily and Blue, that she met. But now these two, they are members of a cult called the Modern Mystery School, an alleged cult. I'm not trying to get in trouble here. People say it's a cult. It's a modern mystery school. Okay, let's be clear. And she stayed offline for months, but then came back on eventually, including some shots that I saw on Instagram of her with the old school all-seeing eye. The all-seeing eye of wisdom. She's been enlightened, is what that tells me. Maybe. Maybe. That's the big mystery, isn't it? Now, we're going to go to an article on yourtango.com. where there's lots of information about what was going on here, all right? I'm going to read you from said article. My friend is texting me. It's, what did I, I had a good name for him in the past. I haven't brought his name up in a long time. What did I call him? The Viking warrior ginger friend? I don't remember what I called him. We're arguing about the price of coffee in Italy right now. Yes, it's true. Anyway, I think it's cheaper in Italy. Back to Miley Cyrus, okay? Cyrus posted a message to fans on May 24th, 2024. Yes, that's what the article says. I am not misreading that. It says 2024, meaning the YourTango.com editing staff must be smoking dope, sleeping on the job. I don't know what they're doing. Or we're just living in idiocracy and they don't know what year it is. Fill in whatever belief you want. She posted a message on May 24th, 2024, seeming to explain that she was going to take a step away from touring and performing. Quote, "For clarity, I feel connected to my fans now more than ever," Cyrus wrote. This, I scream because she put it in all caps. Not, I didn't do that. She did it. "This has nothing to do with the lack of appreciation for the fans and everything to do with I simply don't want to get ready in a locker room, which is the reality of life on the road. I just don't want to sleep in a moving bus. It isn't what's best for me right now." This is a pig. Okay. And then it has a, So she wants to take a little break. I don't blame her. I wouldn't want to. I hate not being home. I hate it. How much money would it take for me to live on the road? It would be a lot. That looks like a nightmare. I've done enough of my fair share of traveling for work. Short tours in the military. No thanks. Don't want it. I want my life back. I don't blame her for that. And then there's a picture of Miley with the two girls, Blue and Lily, at one of their healing cult lectures in May, this woman, Michelle, claims. With a photo of Miley Cyrus sitting in a room emblazoned with the phrase, "Know thyself," flashed on the screen. While it's not clear where Cyrus is located in that photograph, the statement, "Know thyself," is one that's used by Dave Lanyon, an alleged master metaphysician and lineage holder in the modern mystery school, according to an article published in Vice in 2021. Now, the Your Tango folks, they're not going to teach you nothing. They're not going to tell you nothing about what you're reading here. Your boy will, though, okay? Know thyself. It comes from Greek philosophy. It's a term that you can find inscribed. I don't know if it's there anymore, but at the Temple of Apollo at Delphi. The same Delphi where they had the Oracle at Delphi, where she would huff in some fumes, hallucinate, and tell people the future, right? It's a term there used by the philosophers going back, you know, thousands of years here. 500 BC, something like that. And Plato described it as a term referencing the knowledge of knowing yourself, okay? And you could argue this is an extension of Aleister Crowley's "Do what thou wilt." But know thyself is more of an understanding of what makes you tick. Your operating program, your modus operandi, your MO. And it's questioning your thoughts and wondering if your thoughts are based on your ideas and your spirit's motivation, or have you been programmed to have certain thoughts and attitudes and behaviors from society, from your parents, from your religion, that kind of thing. Only you can know what's best for yourself, but you have to understand and strip away the programming to understand what you're doing. When I sign my, when people buy a copy of The Dark Path, when they buy it at gumroad.com/IsaacW, I sign it. And I'll take you down Grifter Alley at any moment's notice, okay, folks? But when I sign The Dark Path, I write, "Stay true to your path." And I didn't realize it until I was preparing notes for this show. And I thought, that's very platonic. That's very philosophical, all right? Because ultimately, that's all we got. You got to find your true path to happiness. Don't live your life for someone else. You just can't do it. Life's too short. God would be disappointed in you. That's not what he wants for you. He doesn't want you to just do what everyone else tells you to do. I know people want to popularize the idea that, Christianity is just a slave system. Do what you're told. Not really. I mean, it depends on who you're talking to. I guess some people would tell you that's the case. Don't be a weak-minded sheep. Question everything. Question authority. Question your religion. Do it. Whereas Aleister Crowley's Do What Thou Wilt is more of an active approach to the concept. It's about pursuing the desires. Okay, it's like kind of the step two. Step one is know thyself, question what you're doing, where that came from. Then Crowley comes along, he's like, yeah, now pursue it at any cost. Don't just know yourself. Do yourself. Do you like to do it yourself? All right, here we go. The Modern Mystery School, I'm back to yourtango.com. The Modern Mystery School was founded by Goodney Goodnison. The organization claims to offer a transformational journey that will definitely change your life and that just might change the world. It claims to initiate peace on this planet by uplifting the hearts and minds of humanity, by giving students the opportunity to work with energy to manifest the life you truly want to live. And you always see this with these new age, dare I say, cults. The idea that these groups, led by a man, can solve society's problems and create a peaceful, united world. It's the fantasy of every new ager, every Age of Aquarius hippie. I mean, even David Lynch. The wonderful David Lynch talked about this with transcendental meditation, because the, was it the Maharishi? Who started TM? Was it the Maharishi? I got to get my facts right here, folks. Sorry, there's a lot of things floating around in my head. Yeah, Maharishi. I think he was saying that all we need is, I don't know what it is, like 20% of the world to do TM and it'll create this utopia or something like that. Does it sound great? Absolutely. I love that. I love a beautiful dream. Is it possible? Hell no. Hell no. It's like capitalism. It's just like capitalism. It's our best effort. It comes down to the only known predictable behavior of man is that of greed, or looking out for themselves and their family. That's it. That's the only motivation that we can really count on. So capitalism leverages that with the free market. And it's not a perfect system. You got to keep the greed in check. You got to have some social programs. You got to balance capitalism and socialism. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. But, you know, you can't go full-blown utopia communism. That ain't going to work. Can't go full-blown libertarian, free market. That ain't going to work. It's a fantasy to think that people are going to do what's right for the rest of society, because most people will not. There's some good people, and they're going to suffer in that scenario. I mean, it ain't cool, but it's where we're at. Let's keep reading. Yet as Vice reporter Mark Wilding discovered through student interviews and financial calculations, it appears that many students spend at least 20,000 dollars to reach the school's upper ranks. Some former students say they parted with hundreds of thousands of dollars to access what the school describes as the top of the pyramid of training. So it turns out it's a grift. If we want peace, you got to pay for it, apparently. Wilding also noted that prices for the various initiation ceremonies, did you hear that? Initiation ceremonies, denoting a student's progression to a new rank within the hierarchy, significantly increase as students move through the ranks of the school. Sounds a lot like Church of Scientology. Sounds a lot like Freemasonry. Initiates climbing in rank. Only these schools are charging you more and more money to reach that clear, what do you call it? Operating Thetan clear status. He made a claim that critics, including numerous former students, describe it as a cult and spiritual pyramid scheme whose members face psychological trauma, spiraling debts, and relationship breakdowns. Critics of the Modern Mystery School also alleged that sex was often utilized as a coercive tool to control female students. Wilding wrote, Former students told me sex was explicitly promoted in ritual master classes as a tool to be used in the school's fight against evil. He quoted an anonymous former student who claimed, "They would say sexual energy is such a powerful energy in terms of life force and our existence." Now, listen up, folks. Look, I think these people are probably creeps, right? Just finding ways to get into, women's drawers. But I don't think they're wrong. According to everything I've read about the occult practices, I do believe them. Because we're talking about sex magic here, all right? What we're talking about is, because we've covered this many times. I think it was in 2021 we did two deep dive episodes into sex magic. Those are very powerful episodes. In fact, I think I am overdue. Me and my wife, Josie, we do a show called Breaking Social Norms. We're going to release a show, depending on when you hear this episode, it might already be out. We're supposed to do a show about a sex magic. About a sexy magic. Well, we've covered this topic so many times on this show, and some ideas to consider is that sex magic is about unionizing the opposing polarities of male and female coming together. No pun intended. No pun intended. Male and female coming together, and a magician using this energy that's released during orgasm to release a creative energy force with which the magician can create a new reality. So when these teachers are like, come here, young lady, we're going to do a little sex magic, because they're saying that it's a powerful energy in terms of life force and our existence, that's what these occultists believe. I don't know that they're wrong. How the hell would I? But that's the belief. So I don't disagree with the philosophy. Like this article paints it as like, oh, these old guys are just trying to bang young girls, which I'm positive that's happening. Don't get me wrong. But they're totally glossing over the fact that this is an actual occult philosophy. It's an actual idea, and you see it. It's prominent. It's the basis and foundation of all occult practices. Okay. According to the Cult Education Institute, various warning signs of what might constitute a cult exist. Their website describes some of those warning signs, which include leaders promoting an unreasonable fear about the outside world, such as impending catastrophe, evil conspiracies and persecutions, and that former members often relate the same stories of abuse and reflect a similar pattern of grievances. Okay, very good. All right. So that's the Your Tango article. Next, we're going to look at a Vice article from 2021. This is before Miley Cyrus allegedly joined the mystery school here. All right. And much like I just did with that last article, we're going to walk through it. I actually paraphrase this one because it's a very, very long article. I'm going to paraphrase the points, and I'm going to explain to you some points taken from it. Okay. Yeah, because I feel like that's the best way to do it. Then in the conclusion, I'm going to deep dive into the idea of Solomon, all right? So, the Vice article. It's the story of a woman who had psychic abilities, and someone was like, you got to check out this modern mystery school. Okay, and it tells about her initiation. She was initiated into it, much like the last article talked about. It involved many days of deprivation, meditation, and simulation. Okay. Deprivation is the deprivation of the senses, like you would see in a float tank. I believe John C. Lilly was doing this when he was humping dolphins back in the day. They would simulate her death and burial. Okay. They put a plastic sheet over her and covered her in dirt. She was wrapped in plastic, right? What do you know? What do you know? There's that old Twin Peaks. They must watch it. They must watch it. As you should too. I don't know if you're joining me in the Grey Lodge. You're missing a masterclass lesson on occult ritualism. Symbolism, I should say. In the greatest show on earth. The greatest show ever recorded. Twin Peaks. You know that that's one of my main building theories on the show of Twin Peaks is the death and rebirth rituals, sex magic. It's all buried in there, okay? But here, look at this. This lady's going through the same thing. These occult rituals of death and rebirth. They also say the modern mystery school calls itself the Harvard of metaphysics. And how you work with energy to manifest the life you truly want to live. Of course, starting at $20,000. Once you graduate, then you can launch your own spiritual business based upon what you've learned. Sounds like a pyramid scheme, kind of. Lots of people do that kind of stuff, though, so who are we to pick on that, right? The Vice journalist Mark Wilding said he spoke to someone who said that the Modern Mystery School helped them, while others he talked to said they were exploited financially and sexually. Some said Mark Wilding may actually be receiving psychic attacks by reporting on this stuff. So serious business, right? They talk about the founder, that Gudni Gundason. I guess he was reading a lot of books upon about the occult, alchemy, right? That's what we do on this show here. And he references films like Mary Poppins, and The Matrix. I feel like we could be old buddies, me and old Gudni Gundason, if he wasn't a predator or whatever he's doing over there. Because we talked about The Matrix. We did a deep dive into every single movie, right? On this feed back in 2021, I think. January 21. We even did the Animatrix. We did the prequel, everything. Because The Matrix is one of my favorite films of all time. Anyway, this guy Gudni, he claims to have channeled knowledge from his twin brother who had died 30 minutes after birth. He said he joined the Hermetic Order of Golden Dawn, much like Crowley, and various ancient mystery schools in Tibet, Africa, Transylvania, and Japan. Oh, that'd be cool. Go to an ancient mystery school in Transylvania? Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. I think I would even try that. But notice the Tibet reference there, okay? Tibet. That's where the Aleister Crowley stuff kind of happens, right? She said he was a trainer of the Dalai Lama bodyguards because he was into martial arts for a while. Said he was friends with David Bowie. I'm like, man, this guy, he's doing it all, man. I'm into all these things. This is cool. I was into the martial arts myself. I went to my sensei. I was taking karate classes as a child. you see here, Josie make fun of me. I was doing mixed martial arts when I met her, and she used to make fun of me. Okay, you should ask her about it. Get on her Instagram at the Wise Ops, and have her request that she talk to me about my mixed martial arts background, okay? Because I used to do it. This is back in, I think this was 99. And she made fun of me. She's like, you're an adult going to kids' karate classes. I was like, it ain't karate classes. It's MMA. You don't even know what that is, bro. Now, if I would have kept up on that, I could have been in the UFC. I think I could have made it. Just kidding. I like eating snacks too much to stick with it. But I'm very much into David Bowie too. So, I mean, there must be some kind of weird subconscious draw of all these things that I'm interested in. I don't understand it. But I also want to know, ironically, when I was reading this article that I'm speaking to you about, I'm not making this up. When I was reading this article, I was listening to David Bowie's Low album, which is my favorite album of David Bowie. So strange. And, of course, David Bowie is in Twin Peaks. Come on, everyone. And Miley Cyrus is also into Tibetan Buddhism. Okay. Then we find out Gudni Gundason moved to Ogden, Utah. That's in my backyard, right? Out here in Utah. Maybe I can meet up with him. We can hang out. We can make a little sex magic happen. I don't know. I'm not going to put limits on where our friendship could go. I'm joking, of course. I would not do any of that. Now that there's a problem with that. He met a woman named Lori Sechrist. She was a psychic, and they founded the Triolite Foundation, teaching seminars to create mental states of peace and joy and selling an elixir of life. Triolite started offering NLP and Chai Du and relationship counseling. Get a little bit of everything you want there, okay? Triolite evolved into personal development classes, and in 1998, he claimed to be a representative of a 3,000-year-old lineage going back to King Solomon. Okay. He said he was summoned to go to Utah by a higher power to open this ancient mystery school. They called it the Rocky Mountain Mystery School. This is back before it was the modern mystery school, okay? We're going back in time to the 90s. Classes included alchemy, aura healing, shamanism, eroticism. In 1998, he also claimed to make physical contact with beings from another world. A plasma ship in southern Idaho with aliens called Nathers. And they showed him all this technology. That's what he said. And then let's not gloss over this idea that he has a lineage back to King Solomon. We're going to come back to that in the conclusion. We did two big episodes talking about the importance of King Solomon in terms of the occult end of the world stuff. So there's that. Another class he did was called DNA Activation. He said the Nathers wanted 20% of the world to be activated by 2005. Is that like the Transcendental Meditation thing? We should look that up. Why don't we do that, folks? While I'm doing this, leave me a 5-star review on that podcast app on the reviews. We're going to look up percentage of world transcendental meditation. Oh, 1%. The Maharishi claimed that the quality of life would noticeably improve if at least 1% of the population practiced TM. Okay, I thought it was 20. I guess I was wrong. But later on, we find out that the modern mystery school supposedly included people like Plato, Da Vinci, and Shakespeare. They interviewed some workers who used to work there. They claimed they got screwed on their pay and such. He wanted the workers to actually do the work for him and made them work harder, and they received less pay or something like that. Then in 2006, Sechrist and Goodney split up. Sechrist stayed in Utah, and she was working with the Triolite. She signed an NDA with their divorce. Apparently, she knows some secrets. And at this point, Goodney started a rebranded new school called the Modern Mystery School. Okay, this is where that story starts. A guy named David Lanyon took a prominent role in the Modern Mystery School. He expanded it, and he claimed that he was a Knights Templar, which all makes sense. Recall, the Knights Templar is actually a rename to the original term. The original term for the Knights Templar people were the poor fellow soldiers of Christ and of the Solomon's Temple. Doesn't roll off the tongue quite as good, does it? But you can see that they're all connected, right? That's why the Knights Templar were setting up shop at Solomon's Temple, looking for all the artifacts underneath and so on. Let's see. Let's keep going here. The schooling takes initiates through various degrees, which each cost a certain amount of monies. The top dog degree is the School of the Mage program, where over the course of 3 years, you're going to get 10 weekends with Goodney Goodnesson himself for only $80,000. People critique it, saying that they keep getting grifted to buy new courses to get new degrees. These people then get blamed that their egos are limiting their progress. I don't know. The school said that they taught that May 5th, Cinco de Mayo 2012, was going to be a major event, the Armageddon. And a gateway was going to open, and we were going to see a battle between good and evil. And of course, all the students were told that they needed to buy into this new course to prepare for the Armageddon. And all the students on May 5th, they worked together, meditating, drawing pentagrams, etc., to prevent this apocalyptic battle. And then on the next day, Goodnesson announced, "Congratulations, we successfully defeated evil." And he called it part of the great work. He was doing part of the great work. which ties into the terms you see from all the famous alchemists, the Freemasons, about creating this new world, about achieving immortality. And this is very interesting, though, because think about it. Did we die in 2012? That topic keeps coming up. I did a show back in 2017 with SMQ about this. It was a theory he had. It was very interesting. We talked about Mandela effect and all these things. I need to get him back on here. I haven't talked to him. He's been on the show 3 times, I believe. He vanished. He vanished offline. That's pretty punk rock. I respect that. He hasn't updated his YouTube in a couple of years. He's gone from Twitter completely. I looked through my email because I thought, man, I must have his email somewhere. I can't find it. I see a lot of past messages and activity. It looks like I asked him on Twitter in April of 23. He was on, apparently. I asked him about if he was stopping his YouTube channel. I don't know what his response was because his Twitter is gone. Very strange. I hope he's okay. So SMQ, hit me up, man. Hit me up. But talking about the Stargate there, sex magic is considered to be a Stargate by folks. I think Dion Fortune was talking about this. So on 2012, did a gateway open? Is it related to sex magic? I don't know. Weird stuff happened. Because remember, it was going to be the end of the world. That's what all those ancient alien guys were. Weren't they selling watch the end of the world events down in the Mayan temples and shit? Stuff, excuse me. I try not to swear for you guys. Some of you don't care, some of you do, so I try not to. My apologies. Okay, let's keep going. Like I said, this Vice article is very long. They talked about how they would focus on sexual energies, having beautiful women dance ritualistically at the temples, and how sex is the most powerful ritual magic, and how it will open up hearts and chakras. And there were courses marked as Tantra as well. And Gunnarsson would regularly get massages from young girls to keep his energy flowing. And none of this is new hat. We know all of these things, right? This is all stuff that we've heard about many times. In terms of sex magic, sometimes they would have the woman emulate the powers of the moon goddess. She would channel the energies of the goddess, and the male would be the consort, and they would perform sex magic and rituals at temples. We also talked about a concept called shunamitism last year, where we talked about how the youth, that some people believe they could vampire energy from the youth. It goes back to King David, which is King Solomon's father, right? You know, and Solomon was into controlling all the spirits with his Seal of Solomon stuff. And on those sex magic shows, we talked about how King David would practice shunamitism, where he would embrace young virgin women in bed to absorb their youthful energy. And the idea was that you could look younger, feel younger, live longer, those kinds of things. You weren't going to make sexy time with them. You were only going to hold them and through osmosis channel their youthful energy. A woman named Leon Guerrero was in a relationship with Gunnarsson's bodyguard, and she had heard about shadow teams that use sex magic at the higher levels of initiation. Some said that they were put into these tantric temples where up to 16 people were having sex orgies for enlightenment. And I made a note here, the Modern Mystery School denied all this. I don't know why you would. That sounds like a great time. Some people claim Gunnarsson tried to make sexy time with them for spiritual development. And by the way, if you look up this Gunnarsson guy, he looks like Leo Johnson from Twin Peaks, by the way. So since then, he started a nonprofit called the Pyramid of Peace. Vice says that he raised $400,000, but only claimed $40,000 on tax filings. Gunnarsson denies any wrongdoing. He started some supplement companies, organic beauty products, doing some techno DJing, as one does. He sent this letter out to his students, and he said, "Let's for a moment imagine I am the Wizard of Oz. He, as you know, was a fake. He had no true powers, but he did create magic because the people believed in him. Perhaps the message is more important than the messenger. So he kind of admits it, but then he also is like, but look, am I making your life better or not? And then says Gunnarsson went on to list a series of figures. He said he had been the subject of sexual misconduct claims, including Aleister Crowley, W.B. Yeats, and Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. He urged, if these kinds of attacks start, just remember to stay focused on your path and do not listen to gossip and evil talk, as this is the way that evil works. And that Triolite Foundation that the psychic secrets chick started, it's still in Utah. You can look up the website. They're selling DNA activation wands for $1,000. You know, inflation, I guess. DNA activation wands, get them now. Get them while they're hot. So, okay. So there's all that. Okay, so in conclusion, let's wrap it up now. Let's bring it back to Miley. Is she part of this modern mystery school alleged cult? Unknown. Unknown at this point. That was all speculation because she was hanging out with two people that were affiliated with the school. Is the modern mystery school Illuminati confirmed? Of course. Of course, they're doing all the occult practices. But on a more serious note, are they evil? Is this evil? Are they communing with evil spirits? I don't know. But one aspect that could point to that, that I find very curious, is the idea of Solomonic magic, okay? Because if you go to their website, modernmysteryschoolint.com, and look up what is a mystery school on there, they talk about the King Solomon healing modality. Let me read you from their website. These healing modalities date back 3,500 years to King Solomon. The son of King David, King Solomon studied in spirituality and healing for his entire life. King Solomon established the greatest singular temple ever built, and gathered from around the world all the head shamans, prophets, oracles, healers, medicine people, and alchemists to study with him. The results of this exchange of information was the development of universal healing techniques, as well as many hermetic and alchemical arts and knowledge. This healing series is a deeply transformational process that involves many layers of the human energy system, including all the physical energy bodies, from the aura to the chakras to the etheric body and more. As humans, we house our traumas in the body physically and energetically. We can release and transmute those energies, enabling us to hold the most light and balance within ourselves. Now, what are they referring to? I think they're referring to the Keys of Solomon, which could be positive or negative. The idea is that King Solomon used what they call the Key of Solomon, the greater or lesser keys is what they're referencing. And this is the most famous of all magical books, aka Grimwire. And the book is a compilation of translations over the years, but believed to have a basis in Kabbalah and alchemy, and then being elaborated upon over the years, heavily in the Renaissance period when all this stuff was taken off. And I picked up The Greater and Lesser Keys of Solomon the King by Aleister Crowley and Samuel Liddell McGregor Mathers back in 1904. And they break it up into two books. You've got The Lesser Key of Solomon by Mathers and Crowley from 1904. And then you've got The Key of Solomon by Marshall Mathers there from 1888. The idea here is that higher magic is considered ceremonial magic, and low magic is more of a psychological, real-life usage. Where in this book, the lesser key, which is a little different here, the lesser key is a lemegeton, a compilation of ancient writings that created this magical book, this grimoire, and was published in the 17th century. So the lesser keys, it contains a book of evil spirits. This is what they call the Goetia. There were 72 demonic spirits that Solomon used to bind up with his ring, the Ring of Solomon. And then there's the Theurgia Goetia. It's a little less evil, still pretty evil. Then there's three books of just some regular old spirits. The Goetia is, they have sigils for all these different demonic spirits. We talked about the movie Hereditary uses the sigil for Paimon, which I think they call him like the King of Demons or something. And Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks, you, if you keep watching in season two, we're going to talk about sigils. They're in there. There's lots of illustrations, and you're going to find familiar ones like the Magical Circle of Solomon and the Magical Triangle, the Secret Seal of Solomon that he was binding spirits with, and the Vessel of Brass. They had an adoration at the bath, which was a bath, a cleansing ritual in the bathtub. We talk about the bathtub all the time, right? Matthew Perry died in a hot tub, but a lot of celebrities die in these bathtubs. And it's arguable that they're doing a cleansing ritual for the passage of the goddess. Let's see here. But anyways, yeah, that's what's in the book. And you can read, you can see the depictions of the Ring of Solomon, the Ring of the Star of David ring, as well as the Seal of Solomon. But yeah, they say that the actual ring used by King Solomon was given to him and blessed by God himself, and it had powers to control these 72 demonic spirits in the Goetia. So, zooming right back out, is the modern mystery school practicing occult concepts? Absolutely. Yeah, now, we don't know if Miley's a part of this or not yet. She very well could be. Her friends were. Jury's still out. But the jury's also out on, is this modern mystery school channeling evil spirits like the Goetia? They're practicing all the other occult practices like sex magic and stuff. And here's the thing. If those two things are true, if they are channeling demonic spirits or practicing dabbling around with evil entities, and if Miley Cyrus is incorporating some of these rituals, you know, initiations, concepts into her personal life, it's going to show up in the next few years. We're going to see it. Because a lot of times, messing around with this stuff makes people go crazy. Or you bind yourself to evil spirits. Bad things happen. I'm not saying I want that to happen. I'm just saying that's what happens when you mess around with this stuff sometimes. So there you go. Something to look out for. Thank you for listening to the show. I appreciate it. And like I said, if you got time, please, if you like the show and you want to support the show, you know where to go and what to do and where you can sign up for patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. Or if it's not your time to join up, you want to stick around in that free feed status. I talked to Josie and she was like, look, you can't keep calling them losers. They don't get the joke. Like, hey, they get the joke. They're free feed losers. Of course they get it. And I was like, you know, you're right. Like, I'm not trying to hurt feelings. I'm trolling. I like that old 80s wrestling, man. I like that Ric Flair style. You know, you got to make fun of the people. But I told her, look, I'm not going to do it anymore. So I'm going to say, she calls her people free feed lovers. I'm not going that far. You're still free feed losing. So what can I call you? My free feed moderates. I don't know. You know what I'm saying. If you like the show and you're not ready to support, that's totally fine. I get it. I joke, of course. Drop a 5-star review then. Okay? All right. Thanks for listening to the show. Stay woke.